Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dottaglia along with the legendary Herb Tyler here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. The doors will open up at 11 o'clock. And come on by, tell us hello. Got great food and drink specials here at Acme Oyster House. It's our Inside the Tiger Den segment. It is brought to you weekly by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started from Louisiana Radio Network, Jeff Palermo. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. And Jeff, I know it's sort of been quiet the last couple of days, but I'll throw it right out to you. Herb and I have talked to some people involved, and they feel – confident that they have a great offer for Lane Kiffin that he'll accept, but you never know till you know until that ink dries. Like I say, none of this Grandpa Munster stuff that he signed you up with that invisible ink. So tell us what you've been hearing about the possibility that Lane Kiffin could make that announcement and as early as sometime this afternoon.
Yeah, I think LSU feels confident that Lane Kiffin's going to be their next head coach. I think that's what they've received as far as from Lane's or especially from Jimmy Sexton's perspective, Lane's agent. I just don't think Lane has firmly made the decision to do that at this point. I think there is still a part of Lane that is trying to finagle his way into coaching this team through the playoffs. I think this is a guy that believes that LSU is a better place for him long term. That he would have the ability to recruit at a higher level instead of really relying on the transfer portal like he's been relying on at Ole Miss. And he can come to LSU and right off the bat, every signing class you get a dozen great players from Louisiana. Then you just kind of fill it out from there. You basically got a head start on so many other programs because of the state of Louisiana and the fact that you don't have to really fight off too many schools, or you don't have to fight off another in-state school to get that guy to come to your school. So that's a huge advantage. So I really feel like, you know, Lane wants to take the job at LSU. I think there's still this belief that he is wanting to still coach Ole Miss through the playoffs, and I don't think Ole Miss administration is wanting to do that. And then I think the other part of it is Lane is a more mature guy, and I do think he considers and thinks about his reputation, his credibility, because he is about ready to do something that I don't think any coach has ever really done before, and that is leave your program voluntarily. I know you had the situation in Michigan in basketball when Jeff Fisher became the interim coach and Bo Schembechler said he wanted a Michigan man coaching his team in the postseason, and the coach for Michigan that year was dismissed right before the NCAA tournament. But this is a situation where Lane is certainly making a decision on his own to leave the team right before the postseason. So you don't see it. You just don't see it. It's unprecedented almost. And You know, does Lane really want his reputation? Does he want that to always linger over him? You know, because I think he's done a very good job here during his six seasons at Oxford and cleaning up his image. He's a much different person than he was when he bolted Tennessee for USC or was called by Al Davis as being immature as the head coach at Oakland and getting fired at the airport after a loss to Arizona and go and start, you know, at USC. So he's a much different man at this point, and I think he is taking that into account, but I think his ultimate goal is to be the head coach at LSU.
Yeah, I think so. And if this was a few years back, I know the AD wanted nothing to do with Lane before.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He hired Brian Kelly, was dismissive of that idea very quickly a few years back. But everything I heard was that Lane really, really wanted the job back then. Jeff, one of the things Herb and I talked about, and it may be part of a decision, and I can recall we had on Coach Ogeron a couple weeks ago, and, you know, he had brought up the fact, man, I'd love to come back to LSU in the right situation. And that sort of thing. But one of the things he brought up was about there's a certain dynamics to every football team that has won the national championship. And go back to Ohio State, Michigan, the Alabama teams under Nick Saban, Kirby Smart's teams at Georgia. What LSU had, and it was a loaded skill position team, but it's about physicality up front. And so this is a two-part question. Do you think that will play a major factor here with Lane, that I think he may think that he can get that physicality more at LSU than he can at Ole Miss? And with Lane or without him, how far do you think Ole Miss can go in the playoffs where I think they've got the firepower on offense? Where I don't know is defensively being able to stop people with their front seven, losing so many guys to the NFL a year ago.
I've been shocked at how well Ole Miss has played defensively this season. Yeah, I've been really surprised by that. I was surprised by that in the LSU game, but we've come to know that LSU doesn't have a very good offense, but at the time we were
that's not a good measuring stick.
We were still thinking that LSU offense was eventually going to find its groove, and it never did. But they've played very, very well defensively. You know, I know Mississippi State on that opening drive carved them up pretty good, but then whatever they did from there on out pretty much shut them down. What held them to maybe one touchdown after that? I think that has been, to me, the most impressive thing. And then also, you know, you take a Division II quarterback who the only school that really wanted the guy was Temple. I mean, if you go back and you read the articles about when he was looking for somewhere to go, And you know, Ole Miss needed a backup quarterback, and they took a flyer on this guy, and Chambliss kind of bet on himself, and here he is, you know, late leads a team to an 11-1 record. So I think a lot of that is impressive. I think the physicality part of it is, you know, this is something that I've been kind of thinking about, though, over the last 24 hours, and I don't know if it's really passed. I mean, these are just two examples that pop in my head, right? You think about Brian Kelly when he was at Notre Dame, and he's rocking and rolling there. Like, remember when he came to LSU, Notre Dame was right there. They almost had an opportunity. If things fell right, they could have been in the college football playoff that year. So, you know, Brian Kelly was doing a lot of good things at Notre Dame. He just had not won the game yet. And then I think he looked at LSU as, hey, this is a place that I could go to, and you know, and it didn't turn out the way he thought. The grass wasn't greener on the other side as it turned out to be. Now, granted, the world of college football changed dramatically during that time, and Brian Kelly was a step too slow to react. But I think another example, you know, you look at Lincoln Riley. I mean, Lincoln Riley's winning 10, 11 games every year at Oklahoma. He's producing Heisman Trophy quarterbacks. And then he's sitting there thinking, you know what? You know, over at USC, I can just recruit whoever I want on the West Coast, and I can win at a higher level. And he's found out it's not as easy as he thought it was. And so I doubt that has crossed Lane's mind, where he's got it rocking and rolling. He has found a formula to have a lot of success at Ole Miss. Will it ever translate into a national championship? I don't know. But it's no guarantee just because he leaves Oxford and he comes to LSU and has maybe some more additional resources that it's going to take off for him here. Now, granted, I think Lane Kiffin will keep his nose to the grindstone a little bit more than Brian Kelly did. Kelly took too much of a CEO approach. And a lot of things fall by the wayside, and again, was just a step too slow on a lot of the changing dynamics of college football, where Lane's on top of it. But still, it doesn't necessarily mean just because you think, well, hey, I got this asset, and this asset, it's going to result in me winning at even a higher level at LSU, win a national championship. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to correlate to that. So, you know, but we'll see. I mean, outside of all that, still Lane checks off a lot of boxes that you would want if you're looking for a new head coach like LSU is.
And I think he'll have a staff real quickly.
Yes, he will.
So to speak. I think he's got a couple guys with some connections, one of them being Coach O, and I think certainly Frank Wilson will be on that staff. Corey Raymond would be on that staff. Man, have recruited this area, and they know every inch of Louisiana if you're looking at players.
No, I think a lot of that is built in, and that I think that gives a lot of comfort to Lane when he looks at the situation here.
Jeff, we appreciate it, and we on the Lane watch. We'll see how long this lasts. Man, it seems like 6 months, but I know, man, the last couple of days have been forever.
Yeah.
Man, we appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks so much joining us, bud. And, I would say we'll talk next week, but this is the final game. So we'll talk down the road when they get in the bowl game.
All right. Sounds good, guys. You have a great holiday season, and we'll find out here soon enough, I think, what's going to happen.
Sure enough.
Yes, sir.
That's our Inside the Tiger Den segment, brought to you weekly by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. We'll be back to finish it up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show in hour number one right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.